Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Safari. Today I'll be joined by not only one person but two, Mum and also Dad. So it should be good and I hope you're both looking forward to it. So enjoy, listeners.
Thank you, Do It All Dylan. I've decided to call Dylan Do It All because of the number of surf craft that he uses. Boogie board, shortboard, kneeboard, longboard. We were going to be joined by shortboard slamming semi-slammer, but he's a bit shy at the moment. He's not coming on. And we've also got Jen Mum, who we've nicknamed Gidget for the tour. We've spent this week at Byron Bay. What do you like most about Byron Bay?
The kids in the caravan park have been good because the spotlight at night is so fun. And the holiday park is, the boundary of it is the beach. So you walk 200 metres and then you're at the point where we surf, the pass, and it's just gold. It's just so awesome. And Mum, what do you like about it?
I love the beach. It's just so accessible. We just walk down with our surfboards and boogie boards. It takes 5 minutes and we're all in the water for hours. And it's such a beautiful place, Byron, like really pretty to look at. So there's mountains over out in front of the water and it's just beautiful, spectacular. And we're also up the end of Byron, so we're near the lighthouse end, so it's out of town, which is really nice. It's tucked away and you wouldn't know it's here, so that's why I'm loving it. In town's a little crazy, so we start this end of town, so it's great. Yep.
And I love the wave here at Byron. It's a fantastic wave to surf, and it's also good to be away from the hustle and bustle at this caravan park. You don't even notice that there's thousands of people in Byron. What has been the highlight of your week, Dylan?
It has to be surfing the pass, the point, Byron Point, and hanging out at the caravan park, meeting heaps of new kids. Mum?
Yeah, the highlight for me, I guess, was the first day we arrived. We set up the van and then we all ran down to the beach, jumped in the water and we surfed for maybe two or three hours. And oh, it's just unbelievable, the surf. And I don't think I've ever had a surf like that before. It was amazing. A lot of adrenaline rushing through us, so it was totally awesome.
The highlight of my week has probably been seeing Jen surf her best wave ever. Okay, other than your own family, Dylan and Jen, what great surfers have you seen this week?
Well, we met these two boys from the caravan park, Morgan and Jacob, who were very good. Morgan's 13, Jacob's 12, and they're very good. They ride shortboards, and they go right at the back of the point, and they barrel, and they're just amazing to watch. And then we, at the point, we go, there's a lookout on the rock, so we go there, and there's heaps of people. You see every wave, they've got at least 3 people on them, and it's chaos, but you see some very good surfers. I think there was a world champion, a champion surfing at Byron, but he doesn't want to be in comps. He's a free surfer, but he's a pro. So, and I think one of the boys was saying that they saw a lady whose wife was, her husband's like a professional surfer. So her husband's sponsored by Billabong. So she surfs like on a longboard, I think, and I think she's sponsored. I think the boys said they saw her, and yeah, there's just heaps around Byron.
Mum's turn.
I love the longboarders. They're just so awesome to watch, and they're so graceful, and they surf on boards that are 9 foot, 10 foot long, and they're just huge and quite narrow, and they're spectacular to watch because they actually tiptoe along the front of the board, and they one guy and a lady the other day were lying down on their boards surfing the wave. It was just so cool. Just a fantastic spot because it's really unique, the tricks people are doing. So, and there's always a wave here, so there's always surfers out and someone to watch. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool place, Byron.
My personal favourite would have to be the guy that surfs for about 300 metres sitting in the lotus position. He's very, very cool. Dylan and Jen, you've been into town a few times. I've managed to avoid town. What do you think of Byron Bay Township? I'll go to you first, Jen.
Yeah, it's chaos. It's certainly very busy, and much more busy than what I thought it used to be like. So, it's a lot of hustle and bustle. It's not really relaxing going in there, so we try to avoid it, I guess. It's just nice being down near the beach and out of town.
Yeah, I've been just in there twice, I think. Twice, Mum?
Yeah, and
it's very busy. The lady from Cold Rock, when we went there, told us that back when she was growing up 30 years ago, it used to be a real family and hippie town, and now in the last 5-10 years, she's saying it's really backpackers, like backpackery now. Like, you walk into the main street, Lawson Street, and every second person is a young person backpacking. It's just pretty mad, yeah.
There have been big waves and big king tides this week. Has that added any dangers to the surfing, Dylan?
Well, there has been a strong sweep across from right to left. That's been pretty chaos. It just takes you flies. I was out the other day and I was out there for 30 seconds and it took me 300 metres. And then that was round near the flags, about a kilometre away from the point, and then you go to the point and it will take you from right to left, and then there's a big rip going out, so it takes you across and then out, so that's a bit annoying. But yeah, the king tide this morning was massive, a lot of people were there, and then yeah, it comes right up to the bush. If you've been to Byron Bay and walked along that beach, it comes right up into all the trees, and a sign knocked over that we saw on the way, and then right now it's low tide and it's king low tide, so
ebb tide,
there you go. And it's usually when it's low tide you can't see the rocks that are right direct out front of the holiday park, but this time you can, and it's just super low when it's low and then super high when it's high.
Yeah, the king tide was amazing, and it's certainly crept up on us this week, and this morning was incredible because it was up to the vegetation, so there was no sand to walk on, so we had to walk through water to get to the surf beach. So it was pretty amazing. And as Dylan said, one of the signs that was in the water was actually pushed right over, so we didn't actually it's pretty dangerous, so you need to be very careful at the king tide. So hand over to Pete.
Dylan, you've made a lot of friends with other children who are really good surfers. How have they become good at surfing?
Well, a lot of the boys are from, and girls are from Queensland, obviously, so they live all Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, so they live directly on the beach, so they run across every day after school. And, yeah, so they grow up on the beach, on a surf beach, not like us in Melbourne where we grew up on the bay. So they just say, I'm going out surfing to their mum and dad, and they say, yeah, sure. They go out, and they're just amazing to watch. But the way they learn is they have to just practice when they're younger by going out early, by going out at early ages and after school and in the morning. And, yeah, that's just they learn from where they live.
Thanks, Dil. We've now been on the road for 75 days. What do you think about having such a long holiday? I'll go to Jen first.
Yeah, look, it's been very, very relaxing, I guess. Sometimes it's a bit stressful, but most of the time it's pretty cool. Around this time of year, though, I guess Pete suggested that we may get homesick, and I certainly have been homesick the last week, probably just missing out on a few Christmas functions, I think, and not being around my close friends and family. Is always tricky. So, yeah, it's been a fabulous trip. But I guess near Christmas time it always is a little bit difficult. So, but we're having a ball still, and we're still very close as a family, so that's always cool.
Yeah, it's hard to answer. Like, if I like being on the trip better than missing home, so, but I still do miss home, but if I had to choose one right now, it would be staying on the trip surfing. So, yeah, I'll hand it back over to Dad.
The good news is you've got 44 days to go, Dylan, so we've got plenty of surfing in front of us. What are the two things that you think you've learned?
I have learned a lot about tides and the surf, I have to say. Dad has taught me a lot. Just about winds and directions and the sun. Like, most time when we go to the beach, Dad will draw a compass and pointing north, south, east and west, and then, yeah, in the sand, and then, well, and then sometimes he looks at the sun and judges the sun by the time, and once he got 1 minute off, which is pretty good, Dad. And, yeah, so we've learned a lot of things along the way, probably too many to name.
What about Mum? Mum learnt anything?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about the tides too, I guess, and I've learned to be very patient when we're packing the van up. So
I'm setting up.
Pack up and set up. You just need to be calm and patient.
We'll be away from Christmas. How will Santa know where you are?
Well, I guess he'll just have to figure out that...
Just find us.
Yeah, I guess we can't really send a note to him from the caravan, but our cousins that are going to be in Yamba, and we're at Yamba, so that's where we are, to see Nana Pop and our other cousins. So hopefully they'll send a message to him telling that we'll be there as well. Yeah, so hopefully we'll come, not to 11 Riversdale Avenue.
We heard a few stories about sharks in Byron Bay. Can you share some of those stories?
Yeah, oh, the lady from Cold Rock, as I mentioned earlier, has obviously lived here for 30 years, and she said... Well, I did mention in my blog, but for you that don't follow my blog, a man and a lady were on a honeymoon, and they were, I think it was at Wadigo's Beach, which is in front of the lighthouse. So they were going snorkeling for their honeymoon, and the snorkeling got cancelled because there was too many sharks, but the man decided, oh, I'll go out. He thought he was a professional, and he said, if a shark comes near me, my wife will save me, but he got eaten by a shark. So that was a long time, 30 years ago. And then a young boy, I think about 10 years ago, Mum, was it? 10 or 15 years ago?
25 years ago,
got a young local boy. The sharks bit him that much that he bled to death. And then lately, like in the last three, four weeks, a shark has been playing with the surfers round at the point, but the last couple of weeks they haven't been seeing the shark, so they're thinking that he's gone down. But, yeah, he hasn't done anything. Yeah, I'm going to go to Mum.
I was just talking to a lady prior, and she said that there's been two white pointers out the front here, but because they're up on the surface, they actually won't do any damage to anyone. They're not hunting. When they're hunting, they actually dive deep, and then they they scoop right up to the top really quickly and they try and knock you off your board and munch into you. So fortunately, we haven't crossed that, and hopefully we never do.
Yeah, I'm not going to see any of those sharks. Dylan, do you think about sharks while you're surfing?
Often you see little black shadows in the sand, but sometimes it's just the wave going over and then the sand all comes up because you've popped up from the sand to get over the wave and that's the sand's just eating up. But sometimes you think, oh, God, what's there? But, yeah, sometimes you think about sharks, but not a lot. You're usually just focusing on what the next wave's going to be like. And I think Sammy's just telling me that he saw a little reef shark the other day with stingray. He saw a stingray at Yamba, and apparently he saw a reef shark the other day with Morgan, who I mentioned before. Or was it Morgan?
No.
Yeah, well, we saw a reef shark the other day.
One of the things with Byron Bay is that the water is so clear and the sun shines and makes a shadow out of your own surfboard, and sometimes that gives you a bit of a spook as well.
Yeah.
A question without notice, Dylan and Jen. Don't give this too much thought. Try and do it off the top of your head. What have been your three favourite places on the trip?
Calabudra was good. I like that because of the creek. Then you had the surf, and then you had the pool with water slides. I love Byron Bay, where we're right here in and out. And I think Lennox is going to, hopefully, will be excellent, catching up with a lot of people there. And we'll have to be Calabudra, Byron, Sofa, and Maroochydore, Cotton Tree, yeah.
Jen?
Yeah, mine would be Rainbow Beach, Byron, and Single Bay.
Yes, I must admit I love Byron, and my other two I'll throw in Seal Rocks and Hat Head, but a special mention to Yamba as well, and Maroochydore. We haven't been any bad places. We're off to Lennox Head next. What do you know about the surfing at Lennox Head?
We stay in Ballina a lot, and we often go for day trips to Lennox to play in the lake, but whenever we go to Lennox, it's always crappy stingers and, yeah, not very good winds, so it's onshore winds, and that doesn't make the surf good. And there's stingers, and there's no one ever swimming in the beach. So, but the surf, I think it can get big there because it's an open beach, whereas Byron's a point and it gets protected by the mountains. But I think Mum was talking to a lady who said there's a little reef break at Lennox that should be good for us out from the pub. So, yeah.
We'll give that a go.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll surf, have a go there.
Okay? Sounds good, a reef break out from the pub. Dylan, you make new friends at every caravan park. Is it hard to say goodbye to friends?
Some you are friends with, but you're not, like, close to, but most you are. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of hard, especially when you see them, like, you meet them on the last day and then they're saying, oh, you're already going tomorrow. So, like, a boy that we met, Rex, who we just met at Cotton Tree, and then he couldn't believe we were going the next day we met him. So, and then, yeah, it's kind of hard, but, you know, you move on, as Mum says.
Plenty of fish in the sea. Dylan, you and Sammy are still wearing your wetsuits while surfing. Why is that?
We just wear them. I don't know. Why do we wear them?
I think they're lazy because they don't want to apply sunscreen.
Sammy, why do you wear a wetsuit?
Yeah, Sammy's going for the tan mark, so I'm trying to catch up to him a bit, so I'm wearing my wetty. But, yeah, I don't know why we're wearing, just in case it is cold, so then it's warmer, yeah.
The water here is 23 degrees, and I think the boys are a bit soft, to be honest. Okay, that's all the prepared questions. Would you like to say hello to anyone at Carrum or pass on anything else about the trip? First of all, Jen.
No, just that we're having a ball, and, it was good to catch up with Marg Wilkinson last night, and hello to everyone in Carrum, hello to all my old school girls, hello to all the Black Magnets, and hello to my lovely Giles family.
Hello to all Carrum Primary School, hello to Riversdale Avenue, hello to the whole of Carrum. bit sad last night the 2020 didn't go our way. Jack Peacock Cup, which the cricket obviously came through the club. They got into the quarterfinals, which was a good effort. First time in about 10 years, I think, that they got beaten by Baden Powell. But, yeah, just hello to everyone out there. Hello to Black Magnets. Can't wait to come up on the 26th Australia Day. We'll go out surfing. Hello to all Mum's old school friends. Yeah, just hello to everyone that knows me.
Sammy, do you want to say anything? No, Sammy's chewing away on biscuits over there. I'll hand it back to Dawn to sign off, but hello to all of my friends as well.
Yep, I hope you enjoyed the three-way panel. I'm sure I've enjoyed it. None of you enjoyed it.
It's been fantastic, mate. Well done, Dad and Dill.
Questionnaire?
Yeah, it was great.
Yep, can't wait to see you when we get back.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And, yeah, have a good night. See ya. Bye.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.